are listening to Sheep Might Fly, a podcast of serialised fiction written and read by Tansy Maida-Roberts. The current serial is Dead Queen Walking, one of the Castle Charming novellas, and we're getting very close to the end. I don't know how many chapters yet. I think we have about 4 or 5 to go. I will let you know when I finished writing it. So for now, chapter 17, Flying Horse, actually. Zee did not have time to process her newly realised love for Jack and the sudden arrival of a purple flying horse, or if it wasn't a horse, a mighty steed, before the clouds rippled beneath their feet. "Firm ground," said Kai quickly. "Let's find some." Jack, majestic on the back of her steed, shaded her eyes against the sun, which was bright up here when your head wasn't literally in the clouds. "I'm not sure how stable that castle is," she reported. "It rippled just now when the clouds did." "I believe I would also like a mighty steed with wings," Zialin said fervently. "Get your own," said Jack. She smiled down at Zee. "You can share with me, though. You're about the size of a kitten." Zee wanted to go home to Castle Charming so she could scream into a pillow and feel all her feelings. No time for that now. Hoping she didn't look like 19 different kinds of idiot, she reached up an arm and let Jack pull her onto the horse behind her. Queen Ella led the way on foot, hand on hilt. She looked as if she would prefer to proceed with her sword blade bared, but was trying to be diplomatic. The two princes followed the queen, equally wary. The three of them moved like a unit of hounds, always aware of each other's position. Jack and Zee brought up the rear, on horseback. "Are there a lot of flying horses underneath the clouds?" Zee asked in a whisper. She could not forget that moment when she had thought Jack was lost. "Also cupcakes," said Jack. "You're kidding." Jack gave Zee a withering look over one shoulder. "Yes, kidding. There are a few dozen of these beauties just flapping around down there, though. Luckily, this one decided that she liked me." Up close, the castle looked less like a sparkling rainbow and more like a fortress. Its walls were mirrored, so that the advancing party saw themselves reflected in its surface. "Creepy," muttered Zialin. Kai stood on his foot. There wasn't a front door so much as a raised portcullis. Queen Ella, wary as ever, was the first to step over the threshold. As she did, a wash of black liquid poured over her feet. Blood was Zee's first panicked thought. Her second, more rational thought was ink. In that same moment, Kai cried out, clutching his upper arm as if in pain. "Camilla," he shouted, and ran directly into the mysterious castle, dodging his mother as she tried to stop him. "Damn it," said Jack. "Peony's wingspan is too wide to bring her into the castle." "You called your flying horse Peony?" Zee blurted out. "She looks like a peony," said Jack, ducking her head in embarrassment. "Come on, time to get our boots mucky." Kai could feel Camilla here inside the sky castle, and he knew that she was hurting. As he splashed through the ink that puddled on the floors in every room, he could feel her presence and her magic. Our magic. The castle was built around a central atrium, open to the sky at the very top of what looked like an excessively tall tower. Kai stared up at the spiral staircase that ran around the walls of the tower. The steps were wet with ink. Greenery grew there, swirling plants wrapped around the thin silver banisters on both sides of the staircase. Familiar plants, more beanstalks. The steps were slippery with ink, but that didn't stop Kai hurrying up to them as fast as he could go. "Camilla!" he yelled up, and heard a faint echo bouncing back to him. "Kai, Kai, Kai!" Good enough for him. The sour smell of wet ink was everywhere. Zee was choking on it. It made the air inside the castle thick and warm. They made it as far as the central atrium. They could see Kai, already several spirals of staircase ahead of them, making his way up the walls. "Stay here," Queen Ella commanded the rest of them, and began her own slippery march upwards. "We do not want my daughter to feel under attack." "Maybe you should stay then," Zee muttered on a breath. "I heard that," the Queen of Charming called down to them, but did not halt her climb. "Changed your mind about marrying a prince, now you've met the mother-in-law?" Jack asked in an undertone. Zee met her gaze, trying not to laugh. "Something like that." There was a muffled sound from Zeelin. Annoyed at the interruption, Zee looked over at him. "Are you... Don't eat the beans! They're covered in ink!"
"I wasn't eating them."
He had a smear of ink near his mouth, though. Zee did not trust him an inch. Zeelin held out a handful of glossy black beans he'd picked.
"These don't have ink on them. They're just black."
"So?"
"So I thought you knew the stories. Magic beans come in many colours. Black are the rarest of them all."
"Not up here," remarked Jack, looking up. Whether it was the ink cascade or something else, every bean on these stalks was glossy, bright, black.
"Black magic beans show your loved ones," said Zeelin, sticking his hand under Zia's nose.
"Look!"
She looked. The beans were mesmerizing, as if made of shadows. Something moved inside one of them, and then Zee saw her mother, a stern, formal woman. She stood in one of her favourite ornamental gardens, a tea glass in one hand. Around her, the irises danced in the breeze. The image shifted, and another mother, Tasharian, mother of Zeelin, joined Zee's mother's side. They sipped their tea and talked quietly together. An ordinary evening at the palace.
"They never left," said Zeelin, sounding broken. "They never came looking for me, did they? I know you're worried about the fairies and the castle, but I was so relieved when they forgave me. But it wasn't real."
"They must not know that I'm alive," Zee said with a wave of guilt. "I'll tell them. I promise."
He pulled his handful of beans away, his face crumpled. "Whatever, don't do me any favours."
"For what it's worth," she shot at him, "they didn't come looking for me either. There's a reason I was looking for another home."
Jack let out a groan.
Zee whirled around. "Are you all right?"
Jack was staring at her own magic bean, held between finger and thumb.
"How long have we been gone?" she asked hoarsely.
Zee frowned.
"We just started climbing today."
Jack tilted the bean to show her. Zee stared, watching Dennis and Prince Cyrus arguing over the dead body of what looked like new Sarge. Then the image shifted and she saw the castle staff gathering weapons, marching up within their own walls. She saw a bluebell wood indoors and Prince Chase lying very still.
"We've been gone less than a day," she insisted, "haven't we?"
"We have to get back," Jack said grimly. "Now." Thank you for listening to Sheep Might Fly. You can sign up to my author newsletter for updates. Follow me on Twitter at TansyRR or at Sheep Might Fly. Find me on Facebook at TansyRR Books. And if you like this podcast, consider supporting me at Patreon, where you can receive all kinds of cool rewards, early ebooks, and exclusive stories for a small monthly pledge. And if you like reading murder mysteries as a bit of a change from science fiction and fantasy, I have a brand new book out this week, Keep Calm and Kill the Chef, by my crime-writing alter ego, Livia Day. Check it out. See you next week.